Here on the Afternoon Show, listener-powered, member-supported KEXP, I'm Kevin Cole, and excited to have in the studio the Avett Brothers playing tonight and tomorrow night at Numo's. Welcome.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. How about a couple tunes, and then we can chat for a bit.
You got it. This is Late in Life.
Was an actress and a dancer, a perfect build and careful lines. I worked the scene to my advantage, blackmailed her into being mine. And late in life I left the family, too old to be considered brave, too young to make a good decision. Frozen in my tracks, I stayed. If you love somebody enough, you'll go wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you'd seen her, you'd tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
David Brothers live on KEXP. Beautiful sounding. Thank you.
Thank you.
Playing tonight, sold out show at Numo's, and then another show fast on its way to selling out tomorrow night at Numo's as well. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
And the most recent record, Introduce Emotionalism, which has been, some folks have referred to it as kind of your breakthrough record. But it's your seventh. Like,
that doesn't say a lot for us. I can't. No, it does.
Yeah, what took so long to break through? Come
taking
on.
Taking us a while.
I think doing it yourself takes a little while. We've been doing it one fan at a time since we started, and that's been our approach. And it takes longer than getting the avenue to the magazines and the TV. So it's paying off, though. It's getting there.
It wasn't the it was the business of it. It wasn't that all those other records were so bad or anything. I mean, they all should have been breakthrough records. I mean, they were all classics.
Speaking of which, are they still in print and stuff? How many of them can you get? And are they completely sort of DIY things that you've done on your own?
There are two of them, or three of them, that are pretty impossible to get at this point because we burn them all ourselves. We were printing them all and duplicating them all, and you don't have the time to do it anymore. You have to just... There's new songs to be written and new things to do and places to go. So we just don't have the means to do it. We intend to get them out, though, with the internet as strong as it is. There's so many avenues to go. So, they're kind of hard to get them. Yeah, in time.
So way back when, you guys were kind of in sort of hardcore punk bands before really kind of evolving into sort of a more folksy, bluegrassy sound. How did that evolution happen?
Well, where we grew up in North Carolina is not really that rich in bluegrass necessarily. Yeah. It's the Piedmont. You're going to find more of a representation of what came from the old time there with, is it Fuller, Blind Boy Fuller, or Charlie Poole?
Mm-hmm.
More of an old-time edgy sound or a blues from the Durham area. So we didn't grow up around bluegrass at all, and we really aren't well versed in it at all. But we did grow up in the country, and our dad was a huge music lover and musician and songwriter, etc. So we rebelled from anything that was country all the way around. I mean, as soon as we had a choice to listen to what we wanted to, we gravitated towards the heavier and the louder we could get it, and we just continued on that path until it kind of imploded upon itself. And we developed it as much as we could without getting anywhere and injured ourselves over and over and over and realized that, well, hold on, maybe this is not, not consciously, we didn't realize, but we just shifted gears and shedded some weight. And the two of us started with what you see, just a guitar and a banjo. And it was natural just to play the old time songs and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And start writing that way as well.
So it's amazing how your parents can get in your way, you know?
For sure.
You got to naturally rebel, right?
But right,
there's
sure.
some of that, even if it's rebelling away from yourself.
It's kind of odd. They inadvertently led us to this in a way.
Sure.
It just took us a little time to come around.
So I read something interesting that said that you guys kind of developed your harmonies, though, listening to Alice in Chains records.
Sure.
I've never thought of those as being really... vocally harmonic, like is that true?
Oh yeah. If you listen to Alice in Chains, you'll hear a lot of it. They have a very, Layne Staley and Jerry Cantrell have a very beautiful dynamic between their two voices. And I mean, we had heard harmony. Our dad sings harmony pretty naturally, and we would hear it in church, but it didn't really register for us until we were listening to, like, if you listen to some of the acoustic based stuff, especially like on the Sap record or on Jar of Flies,
yeah,
you'll it's pretty obvious, but it's throughout all of it, and And yeah, it came across to us as something that sounded really good and something that we wanted to emulate at first.
That's cool. So Avett Brothers playing tonight at Numo's. That is sold out, so you need a ticket, but there's still some available for tomorrow night's show. Now, on this newest record, it's called Introduce Emotionalism, not like Present Emotionalism. So Introduce would suggest that you're kind of introducing it into your own sound, which obviously isn't true, but tell me what the thinking was there.
Well, the idea, it was supposed to come off like the title is just emotionalism.
Yep.
But we just put on the album Introducing Emotionalism. But the idea behind it was how we tend to, Seth and I in particular, tend to forget to practice our instruments and get more involved in writing what the feeling of whatever the song is, and that becomes it takes the front seat. And so you look around and there's so much going on in art and in all forms, music, dance, visual, that is free of heart and free of emotion. And
where the libido is like right up front.
Yeah, you know? And we realize that the people we get along with and the friends we like to play with, playing the instruments is important enough, but that's kind of secondary to what you're trying to present. And we've both probably continuously gotten worse and worse on our instruments.
I doubt that. And the songwriting. Yeah, there's certainly an infectious energy and passion to the work that you create.
Thank you.
Yeah, love it. The Avett Brothers live in studio here at KEXP. How about some more songs?
Yeah.
Playing tonight and tomorrow at Numo's.
We're going to do one from a record of ours called Fourth E's Gone. And this one's called The Famous Flower of Manhattan.
Still Manhattan is where it grew, and I thought to cut it from its stem and take it from the cracks between the bricks that it lay in and save it from city strife. Away from the city life. Then someone, they whispered in my ear, they said, a country girl can't be made out of anybody here. Don't touch it, it loves you not. Don't touch it, it loves you not. Whatever life. today I saw the flower on cable TV, much prettier than here with me. For all of the world to see, much prettier. Disappear from your hometown. Go and find the people that you know. Show them all of your good parts. Leave town when the bad parts start to show. Go and wear a pretty girl that you never met. Make sure she knows you love her well, but don't make any other promises. Wait till eyes will bring you down and follow you to every town, 'cause nothing happens here that doesn't happen there. So when you run, make sure you run to something and not away from, 'cause lies don't need an aeroplane to chase you anywhere.
I open my door, and here's what occurs.
Will You Return? It is the Avett Brothers live on KEXP. Pretty Girl at the Airport before that, and the Famous Flower of Manhattan. Are there going to be more in the Pretty Girl series?
Eventually. Yeah, yes. More in the works all the time.
Oh, awesome. The Avett Brothers playing a sold-out show tonight at Numo's, and tomorrow night playing as well. There's still some tickets for that, so get those while you can. Bring in their infectious spirit, and hopefully you'll return here. You'll come again.
We will. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Thanks tons, and thanks to Jack, Janice, and Kevin Suggs, and Cheryl for helping out behind the scenes. This is KEXP Seattle.